Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, our HR department has asked me to mention this on the Hawk and Tom program.
Oh, boy.
Because of someone here on the show. It's things that you should never talk about at work.
Oh, well, then don't talk about those because we're at work.
And safe subjects you can talk about at work.
Let's talk about those instead.
You know, there is a coworker, and I'm not going to call him out. He'll make a... just inappropriate comments in front of mixed company sometimes. Okay. And we're all like, Tom.
Don't say that.
Yeah.
Who is it?
We're not going to say.
I don't want to call him out.
You know, intern Jordan, out of all the people in the room, who do you think has made any comments that have made you feel uncomfortable?
I mean, I've never felt uncomfortable.
Thank you.
Good answer.
But who has probably had some
This is leading the witness. Objection, leading the witness.
Okay. Tom. She said your name, Tom.
No, that's because you led her into saying it. She originally said she has never been uncomfortable
right.
in here.
Okay. And, you know, and some of yours are harmless. It's just kind of gross talk sometimes.
Yeah.
Just
I'm usually reading something off of the news.
You are.
And
yeah,
you guys are like, that's inappropriate. I'm like, it's in the news.
Yeah, Rotten.com and Pimple Popper, you know, headlines don't necessarily make for good conversation.
I'm not talking about that. It's in the regular news.
Whatever.
She read one today. Jordan read one today about an umbilical cord.
This is true.
Okay. Safe subjects to talk about at work, okay? Weather.
Yes.
Boring.
Traffic.
Boring.
Travel.
Okay.
Boring, probably.
Hobbies.
Even more boring.
Pets.
Okay.
Children.
Boring.
Tom, you're boring now.
No, these are boring.
Some people find these things interesting.
No, they don't.
Sports.
Maybe.
And books. Those are the things that are safe to talk about here at work.
So you have boring conversations unless you talk about stuff that's not safe.
I'd rather just talk about work.
Okay.
Than those things.
Well, you know what? Here's some of the things and areas you should talk about. And we know, you know, the same thing is like dates and stuff. So you look confused.
I don't know what you just said.
So don't talk about certain things when you're on a date. Is that what you meant?
No. I'm saying, okay, let me lead back into this. Those are the safe subjects. We got those out of the way.
Safe subjects out of the way.
Yeah. Now, these are the ones you're not supposed to talk about. We know politics, religion, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like jokes, inappropriate jokes, any racially charged
comments.
Oh,
my God, you should never
like
have that.
Yeah, well,
in any conversation.
You've not done most of that.
I did a lot of it, but I've never done that.
I know, not that. They say, like, health stuff, like, you know, things wrong with your health.
Like, how's that itch of yours doing?
IBS.
Aches and pains, latest operations.
Like, if you have a hemorrhoid?
Well, stuff like that,
yeah. Named it yourself, calling Roy.
That was funny, though, when I was talking about that.
Yeah. Is he gone?
No, I haven't seen him in a while.
Okay. Good.
Yeah. I invited him back, though.
You're doing it.
Medical issues, anything like that, they say. People just don't want to hear that.
I disagree. I think people like to hear about your medical issues.
I don't want to hear about your colonoscopy and what you had to do beforehand.
You told us about your colonoscopy.
That's true. You did, Heidi.
My failed colonoscopy.
So?
How do you fail a colonoscopy?
I know, right?
How do you even study for that test?
Well, they sent me home without being oscopied.
Okay.
So,
you just got coloned?
It wasn't funny.
Okay.
Or pretty.
Hangovers or wild weekends. You should not talk about that.
Oh, yeah.
I disagree.
Yeah, okay. Those are the most interesting stories you got, if you can remember them.
And that's how I find out what I've done.
Okay. Well, they say that makes you look unprofessional, though, with everybody else in the office.
Does anyone here think anyone in this room is professional?
We have a different job, though. I mean, you know what? We kind of have a party job.
Yeah, this entire office is nothing but party people.
Yeah.
I have one.
Okay.
Don't tell somebody else how to raise their kids.
Okay.
That would be like an off-limits topic.
Well, okay. I'd agree on that one.
Okay.
Personal problems and relationship problems, especially if they're in the office.
I disagree. We've all talked about our personal relationship problems here.
We share everything here. But I'm like, you just share way too much. We share a lot. No. You share too much.
No, you just think that because you think what you say is okay and funny and what I say is not.
Well, when you send a picture of why you're out sick for the day, I don't. That's too much information.
I just want to prove I wasn't laying out.
HR told me to bring this up.
Oh, they did not.
So,
if they told you that, they were telling you for your own sake.
Who's HR? Is that Henry Rice?
They say that when you have like these romance problems or these problems with your, you know, life in that area, that it looks like you're like unstable, like you're unstable in that area
like
of your life.
Like emotional.
Yeah, emotionally unstable
it.
And stuff like that. And they say also keep the romance out of the office. They say, follow this rule, never get your honey where you get your money.
Ha, ha, ha. Isn't a problem here. It's okay.
People date in the office all the time.
They do.
It's not a problem anymore.
Okay.
That's what she meant to say.
And then constant complaints about your workload or your coworkers.
Oh, my gosh, that's all we do.
Yeah.
I think that's what's happening right now. That's someone's complaining.
Yeah.
If I was to go to lunch with Heidi and Cato today, we would all complain about someone we work with.
Right.
Yeah, well, that's the odd man out thing, that if one of us don't go to lunch, that's the person that's
the
target.
Tom's always created that atmosphere.
Whoa, how did I create it? I'm not at every lunch.
I know.
No, we talk about you. All of us talk about you when you're not around.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I need to start going to lunch more often.
That's
with you
right.
Guys.
You're not invited.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Should have done more research before you brought this up.
I guess so.
So lunch 11, guys?
Okay.
Okay.
Got it.
All right.
I'm going too. Nope. I'm going this time. Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.